Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
She said, we're going to take those promises He showed us in God's Word, and we're going to rebuke that devil, and he's going to leave me. Praise God for a Baptist woman that believes God's Word. See, there's some of them out there that are not Pentecostal that still believe. It's all in a matter of training them from the Word of God. So this little woman and her husband began to rebuke this devil. She said, I never felt so stupid in my life talking to something I couldn't see when I had all the symptoms. But she said, I did it. And she said, after about an hour or two, the thing began to withdraw and began to go away. And he said, honey, it's going away. She said, it's got to go away. It's a demon and we have authority over him. And she said, all of a sudden, I felt it as the color, discoloration, or all the coloring began to go away. She said, I felt it going across my chin. And she said, it's moving in under my chin, and it's coming on this side. And this other side of her face broke out blood red. You got to remember who you're fighting against. You got to remember it's the devil. And you got all power over him in the name of Jesus. And you don't yield to symptoms. So they continued to fight their battle. And hours later, he would go down. He'd come up on her back. And then a few hours later, he would go down and he would come up on top of her breast. And then he'd go down and then he'd come up on her side. They fought this battle for 8 days. What did I tell you a while ago? Don't give up. Whatever you do, realize you know that's a demon. And you as a daughter or a son of the King of the universe have been given all power over him. And he has to be subject to you. But you're fighting a battle that takes diligence and intensity to win it. After 8 days, that demon finally left that woman's body. And 2 years later, she has never had a reoccurrence, and that woman has never had another migraine headache, never had another arthritis pain with her knees. And a year later, her doctor finally called her and says, Ruth Ann, I want you to come down here, and I at least want to check you. She said, I'm doing fine. I'm healed. Jesus healed me. He said, I've got the records here, the x-rays where you had this cancer in your lungs, and it can't be gone. She said, I'm telling you, I have learned that Jesus is a healer, and I'm never going to be sick again. But she said, if you want to just give me a checkup, and if you don't want to charge me for it, I'll come down there and let you x-ray me if you want to. He said, well, I want to see what you look like. And so she went down there, and he done the test and checked her. And when he got through, he came in and said, Ruth Ann, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, you need to keep it up. She said, it's working. There's not a sign of cancer in your lungs. We can praise the Lord for those kind of things. Now, see, we give up too easy. I'm going to tell you, the average person, even in the church that don't know these things, and it took me a lifetime to learn them, every time the enemy comes in and puts a symptom upon you, this enemy, the God of this world, which has been completely destroyed by our Savior, completely defeated, completely triumphed over, we yield to that beast in the church, right and left. I can only imagine how it must break the heart of our Savior to think of what He done for us, and we're not willing to believe His Word. I didn't for years, but if you'd asked me, I'd have said, sure, I believe God's Word. I believe everything from Genesis to maps. Every word of it. Yeah. That's usually where they put the maps in the bag, right? I believe it all. But I was lying. I didn't know it. I didn't have revelation on it. So if you don't have revelation on it, you can only go as far as you understand. And if you don't know how to get rid of this devil that we're going to talk about, you come in here and you read God's Word, or you hear God's Word, and you don't do the right things, and then you walk out the door and there's a demon checked right at the door. And he's assigned to you. And as he comes out, he reaches in your heart. One day, we got a revelation on that. I was asked that question, and I couldn't understand it. I said, Lord, I don't understand how you can teach people all these things and they don't remember it. I don't understand how I can read it and not understand it. And we were shown a vision of a ghastly beast sitting at the front door. And as people would walk out, as they walked out, he was reaching right in their heart. What's he doing, Lord? Why, he's getting the words. The words you taught. Everyone, as they come by, he's reaching right in, getting their words. I said, Lord, that can't be in the Scripture. Sure it is. Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8. I put it in there three times for you so you wouldn't miss it. Is that awesome? You know, you read that and you don't believe that. But it's in the parable of the sower and the seed in all of those different chapters in God's Word. I think, Lord, why did I not understand that? Well, it's simple. He said, because the God of this world has blinded your mind to the truth. You mean the God of this world can blind the mind of a Christian? Oh, yeah. So what do you do about this? Good question, isn't it? What do I do? How do I keep him from doing this? If these people are not interested in being saved, and we got all these problems we got of the Satan just grabbing all these words out of our heart. Now, if Calvary, the cross, was really a victory, and I got a 90-minute tape on the cross, if it's really a victory, then why is it that Satan appears to be running things? Who is it appears to be in control of what's going on the earth? Appears to be Satan, doesn't it? Well, just like I said last night, Calvary has to be enforced by the church. The example I gave you last night, and this is a sad state of affairs because we as Christians, God told us we should obey all of His commands. But unfortunately, we don't. We are a rebellious bunch of children, every one of us. And one of the areas that we can find this in is just like I told you last night, Congress makes the laws, the courts interpret the laws, the executive branch enforces the law. And if you don't believe we have to have an executive branch to enforce the laws, even for the Christians, you find out how many Christians get a speeding ticket every once in a while. Eh? See, we break the law too until you really get revelation. Hey, God's holding me accountable for everything. Well, if God's holding me accountable, the speed limit says 40, that's what I'm going to drive, 40. If it says 65, then I'm not going to exceed 65. Why? Because I want God to hear my prayer. I want to be obedient in everything He says. And He says if I keep all of His commandments. In fact, He makes a statement that's so awesome that I'm having trouble grasping it in many places in His Word, but right now I'll just quote you one. In John 8:51, the Lord says, if you obey all of my commandments, you will never see death. Now that's written in God's Word. Is that an awesome statement? Now then, is God a liar? Okay, if He's not a liar, then is it worth paying attention to everything He said? So then, how are you going to get to heaven? Translated. That'll be the rapture for you. In other words, when God fully is finished with you on the earth, well, I know of three men so far that have got there that way. There's some that's living today that has got there that way. But in the Word of God, number one, Who's the first one in the Old Testament under the law that was translated and did not see death?
Enoch.
He just loved God and walked with God, and God loved him. One day he said, okay, son, 350 years, I just can't stand it leaving you down here no longer. I'm just going to take you to heaven to be with me. And just translated him to the third heaven. Elijah. Yes, ma'am?
The scripture wasn't talking about the second death.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not in John 8:51?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The second death will never touch the Christian. The second death will never touch a Christian. The second death will be at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, but I'm the last night that I'm here, I'm going to touch on many of these scriptures to confirm what I'm telling you. Now, this, when I learned that Jesus was a healer, I thought this was awesome. And I don't have to be sick anymore. But then when I learned, I don't even have to fear death. This is the last enemy to be overcome, and it's already been overcome. And all the answers are in God's Word. So you don't have to. You don't have to be. In fact, people ask me all the time, and they used to ask me, "Well, if you're not ever going to be sick, how are you going to die?"
I said,
"Well, I'm not going to be sick, but I don't know." But then I learned one day that the Lord says, "When He's finished with me, He'll just take away my breath and bring me home." So that's when He's going to translate me. So if I'm obedient to keep all of His commandments, not a few of them, He guaranteed me in His Word I would never see physical death. Which means I don't even have to be concerned about it. I just walk in obedience to His Word, and I'll be just like Smith Wigglesworth. 87 years old, the perfect picture of health, standing up on the podium, preaching the Word of God, and the Lord said, "That's it, son, it's time for you to be translated." He was gone. He was gone. He left his earth suit here. But when the doctor examined, he said, "There was no reason for this man to have died. No reason. Nothing wrong with his physical body. The spirit just left." He was translated. He was not afraid of death. He was the man that done such awesome things. Of course, many men did this, really. But it's amazing how you can be in church all your life, you know, and get to be an old man almost before you ever hear a Smith Wigglesworth. You know, it took me, I guess it was only 10 years ago when I heard of him. Many people, especially in the Baptist church, we'd never heard of guys like Smith Wigglesworth, because none of our preachers ever talk about Smith Wigglesworth, because they don't know who he is either. They're just like I was.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.